think the scheme is exciting not just because it's more allotments and we can never have too many, and also, by the way, it's worth pointing out that allotments have decreased steadily since the Second World War, so there's a lot of ground to make up. It exactly catches the zeitgeist of what we have to be doing, because I think most people are unaware of how tenuous our food supply is. And the whole thing could come tumbling down in exactly the same way as the banks have. It depends upon global supply, it depends upon cheap oil, it depends upon cheap fertilizer, it depends upon eating meat that demands huge amounts of land, oil, and water. I mean, that's something that is always underestimated, the enormous amount of water needed for cheap meat. And I genuinely believe that the whole thing is going to come crashing down. So we have to grow more of our own food, or else we won't survive. And it's really literal, it's serious. And the way to start must be at home. And the beauty of that is it's not about the tyranny of having to dig the ground and grow things, it's the liberation from the tyranny of supermarkets and the tyranny of this anonymous food supply. And you get back to basics. And it goes back to a very British tradition of diggers and levellers and common ground and proudly being independent and keeping a cow and maybe some chickens and growing some food and a pig. And these were things that people did right up to the Second World War, actually, in urban situations that would be surprising to people now. And I think we can tap back into it. And I think that allotments, which have become an urban phenomenon, make available the opportunity to grow some food to people who feel somehow they're out of that loop. You know, that's part of the dignity of being human, actually, without being too pompous about it. It's really as central as that. And we've become this sort of craven society, given trash to eat, pushed around. I just think we should say enough, no more. You know, all of us deserve good food. All of us deserve to be treated with respect. And you can start that process. You can control it. And, you know, I really believe that is where allotments come from.
And have you always grown your own vegetables?
Since I was a small boy, yeah. And in fact, it really came when I was about 17. I was living at home, and I was one of five children, but I was the only one at home that time. I was the youngest. My parents were ill, and I took over the vegetable garden. So since I was 17, I've always had a vegetable garden. And in fact, when I was at college, I used to grow vegetables in a couple of gardens for them, and then I'd keep them for myself. When I had to come and live in London for 10 years, I chose where I wanted to live entirely by the size of the garden. And I moved out because I wanted a bigger garden. So yeah, I mean, but that's my passion. I suspect that most people are slightly less fanatical about it than I am. But that doesn't mean to say that everybody can grow something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the
Even
point.
Even a few herbs in a window box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not a sort of like growing a houseplant. It actually connects you to food, and food is the centre of life.